B-Pod Studios.
All right, everybody, it is time for a Rap Party podcast brought to you by
nobody.
Nobody. Nobody at all wants to sponsor this Rap Party. I can't even believe we go to commercial on the radio that people want to sponsor our show, but they do.
Stop.
And it's fun. So today, excuse me, is May 4th.
Yep. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you, Loren. And you and Al Beasy, who was sitting in today, he was our producer on site in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. and he's filling in for producer Nicole this today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
He and you know nothing about Star Wars.
Nothing. Like, basic characters I'm not even sure I could name.
So to me, Star Wars is one of the biggest movie franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than Harry Potter. Bigger than, or as big as, Jurassic Park.
I think it's bigger than Jurassic Park.
Bigger than the Hunger Games.
Way bigger. I'm not saying it's not big or that it's like obscure or anything like that. I'm not disagreeing with you. I've just never been able to get into it.
So, like, I missed the Harry Potter train because I was old enough. When did the first Harry Potter movie come out? Let me find out. Hey Siri, when did the first Harry Potter movie come out?
Here's an answer from
Wikipedia. Okay, November 2001. At that point, I'm already in Sacramento, California.
I was a junior in high school.
Okay, so I was like, for you, you could have gotten into the Harry Potter thing.
Maybe.
For me, I didn't because I was already like out of school and like going to a movie. Who was I going to go see Harry Potter with? A bunch of my pothead friends?
Buddy, I get it.
So I didn't get on the Harry Potter train. I did get on the Jurassic Park train. And when I was working in Little Rock, Arkansas, the first Star Wars movie in almost 20 years came out.
Okay.
That was Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
See, that's another thing. They just make it really hard to like follow and get into it, and like there were three movies but it was in the middle, then you go back to the beginning, you got to watch up to three, then there's a couple after, and it's just like it's so all over the place, which I should love because that's how my mind works. But
I feel like a lot of women also don't like Star Wars because they feel like it's the nerdy guy thing. Remember when Triumph the Insult Comic Dog went to the premiere of Star Wars?
Yes.
And stood in the line and was talking to the Star Wars people?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find a clip of it. It was really funny. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog is a character that was on, at the time it was Conan.
Yes. It's premiere night here for Attack of the Clones, but outside the Ziegfeld Theater is the real show. Return of the Dorks.
See, that's how I feel. I feel like you don't want to like Star Wars because of this.
That's not necessarily true.
As you bobblehead your head, yes.
Thousands of 35-year-old men waiting days, even months, for just a taste of George Lucas's table scraps. Lonely men who have never had sex. Not even with a Catholic priest.
Oh, my God.
All right, you're dressed as a huge nerd, yes?
Yes.
No, what, seriously, you're supposed to be...
supposed to be a Jedi.
You're a Jedi Knight, yes. Yes. And what are the principles of a Jedi Knight?
To always defend truth and justice throughout
yes.
the galaxy.
And to eat a lot of peanut M&Ms. You know what's good about this costume, folks? Take a look. He has the ability, he can crap his pants and no one will notice. Everyone is engaging in rousing mm-hmm. games of Star Wars Stratego. This is Risk. Very exciting. This game is normally played indoors by 12-year-olds. This is a nice break for you. You're getting away from the drudgery of your normal mundane life. Spent playing Stratego at home.
Unbelievable. Look, among the nerds, I found an actual girl here. Look at this. Not too shabby around here, huh, honey? The male-female ratio, yeah? I mean, you've got your veritable pick of the litter. You can choose from all kinds of guys who have no idea how to please you. She said pretty much, yeah. Would you like to stand up to this challenge?
I will.
Hear me? You're going to stand up to this? Yeah, right. And I'm stooping Lassie. Commitment. All these guys standing in line here all this time waiting for the show. How do you explain this to your imaginary girlfriend? Look at this one. Oh, my God. You look like some kind of super nerd.
So, okay, the Star Wars people, it definitely have a stigma. There's no doubt about it. But I grew up, my brother Rich loved it. I remember I saw Return of the Jedi in the movie theater in 1984. I was 9. When the first one came out, Loren, I think I wasn't born yet. It might have been 75, then 77.
Yeah.
84, and then The Phantom Menace came out in 2001.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, 98-ish. And then Attack of the Clones, the one that we were just watching there.
Yeah.
That came out.
Yeah. Listen, to each their own. I mean, if you're into it, great. I just can't get there.
You are into Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion is more your speed.
Yeah.
That's never on TV, by the way.
I mean, quite honestly, like, I'm not... Like, I'm not really a sci-fi girl. I'm not really a chick flick girl. I live in, like, the action, drama, comedy world. Like,
Fast
those
and Furious.
Are my favorite. No, not Fast and Furious.
What the hell do you like? What genre?
I don't know. Like, action movies.
Top Gun.
Great.
But that's because the guys played football with their shirts off.
I mean, I liked Top Gun before they took their shirts off. It just like really checked the box for me once they did.
Did you like Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked Hunger Games. You know they're doing a prequel.
Hunger Games is even a little sci-fi for me.
Yeah.
But
Godzilla.
I did like Hunger Games. I'm actually reading the prequel book right now.
Yeah, they're making that into a movie.
I know. That's why I'm reading it.
Hunger Games. Godzilla.
Not interested.
Jurassic.
Yes. Love it.
What was the difference?
I don't know.
Before Jurassic, there was Godzilla. He was the first monster.
I don't
think
there was really a Godzilla.
No,
I mean,
wasn't.
Jurassic Park is like dinosaurs actually did roam the earth.
Godzilla fought Megalon, who was a giant okay. cockroach, okay?
Yes, you're right. My mistake.
That was true.
So real.
All right, back. Wait, hold on. I just want to go back to Star Wars for a minute. And be serious with me.
Okay.
Don't just say no if you don't know. Who is Luke and Leia's father?
Wait, I do know this. It's the bad guy. I just don't remember the bad guy's name.
You can tell me the character name. You don't have to tell me, like...
I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Can you give me choices and I'll tell you? Because I know I will know it if I hear it.
Okay. Darth Sidious?
Is Darth Vader.
Darth Maul?
Is Darth Vader.
Or Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. I knew that, like, first part. I just... wouldn't click over in my head.
Right. Okay. And he is the father to
Luke and Leia.
Very good.
Right. Okay.
What is the name of Harrison Ford character in the movie? And he rides around with Chewbacca.
I don't know. I know the, like, if I watched it, I would get it because you and I went to go watch one of them. So
I don't remember which one that was, by the way. I think it was the first of the new set of prequels.
I think so, too. After.
Trilogy, yeah. Han.
Solo.
Right. That's who he plays.
Yeah, see, I just need, like, a little bit because I do know if I hear it, I just, my brain doesn't live there.
What about Jabba?
Jabba the Hutt?
Very good.
Yeah, huh? You remember, we used to call Jackson when he was little.
What about Bobo?
No idea.
Boba Fett.
Nope. Couldn't name that character.
Mm-hmm. He is what they call a... Boba Fett is a... oh, shit. Now I forgot. He is a Mandalorian. That's what he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, no, didn't have that.
Okay. And you know Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
What about the little green guy?
Yoda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the cute teddy bears in Return of the Jedi?
They're Wookiees?
No, that's Chewbacca. That's good.
Okay.
He's a bigger one. The little guys, they were called...
Give me the first...
Ewoks.
Ewoks. Yeah. Give me the first. Okay.
All right. Listen, that's it. May the 4th be with you today, everybody. And we will see you tomorrow for another Wrap Party podcast.
And I'm sorry if you're a big Star Wars fan and I just made your ears bleed. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.